Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. In the growing tensions between the U.S. and Iran, Jesus' call to pray for enemies still holds true. Then, a glimpse of what clean water can mean for a community. But first, Iran stated last week it is open to indirect talks with the U.S., yet both countries have threatened to take military action. The U.S. if a new nuclear deal is not reached within 2 months, and Iran if the U.S. strikes Iran. In tensions like these, Lana Silk with Transform Iran says,
I think in terms of how we think about countries, particularly countries that we would consider enemies of our state, as Christians, we have a responsibility to see things from the filter of a God lens. You know, God loves his people. Our enemy is never people. No one's condoning the behavior of the worst perpetrators. But as Christians, our duty is to pray. I mean, isn't that the direct commandment to love those who persecute us and pray for our enemies?
She says on a practical level, Iran is one of the most powerful players in the world today, with far-reaching impact.
The more we are tempted to fear and hate people, those are the very people we should be driven to our knees to be praying for.
So praying for gospel change in Iran is logical, not just spiritual. To Silk, it's essential the West sees the bigger picture of what God is doing in Iran.
I'm concerned about not knowing all the facts and as a result, not engaging, lack of empathy, lack of prayer, lack of financial support in what is happening in countries like Iran.
Learn more in the full report at our website. For now, pray with hope for God to transform Iran. Meanwhile, at Langata Women's Prison in Kenya, where walls and locked gates are meant to confine, something unexpected is happening. The gospel is granting freedom. Brian Campstra with Crossroads Prison Ministries explains.
We connect mentors from churches with our students in prisons, and they correspond back and forth with each other through letters and our Bible study lessons.
Many Kenyan women in prison are simply awaiting pushed out trial dates or were convicted after defending themselves in a domestic dispute. During a recent visit to Langata Women's Prison, Campstra and his team witnessed firsthand how the Holy Spirit is moving.
I looked down in front of me and there was a Bible sitting on the chair, and a woman had written on the pages of her Bible, she wrote the word blessed. And as I looked at that woman, we were in our time of worship and she was just singing at the top of her lungs. And I thought, how ironic to see the word blessed on her Bible when she's locked up in this prison, but probably has more free than she has ever been through learning more about Jesus and the life transformation that she has gone through.
Pray for Kenyan women in prison to know the sustaining love of Jesus. Supporting Crossroads is a great way to help. More at missionnews.org.
Those are some things that the Crossroads lessons have helped people understand forgiveness, understand that they're a child of God, understand that they are loved, understand that a mentor cares for them. Those are the things that our ministry is all about.
Finally, over 2 billion people worldwide lack access to safe drinking water. Brian Dennett from AMG says the consequences are severe.
This causes all kinds of waterborne disease, cholera, dysentery, and claims thousands of lives in many countries where AMG is working.
In some areas, people drink, bathe, wash clothes, and even have outhouses near the same water source.
It's just one of the most basic of needs for health, for education, for economic stability. And without it, communities just remain trapped in poverty, in disease, in suffering.
Providing clean water is a vital part of AMG's mission. They drill deep wells in central locations to serve entire communities. They also provide household water filtration, meeting with families individually.
When we visit a home to provide a water filter, we immediately begin a relationship, gospel conversations with the family.
Jesus said that whoever drinks the water he gives will never thirst. Pray that as AMG provides clean water, communities will also discover the living water of Christ. Visit missionnews.org to learn more. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.